This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News, I'm Ryan Daniels. Former President Trump's legal team is arguing the U.S. Constitution's insurrection clause does not necessarily apply to the President of the United States. Trump's lawyers reject the premise he was ever involved in an insurrection anyway. But beyond that, they say the Civil War era clause of the 14th Amendment being used against Trump only applies to lower elected or appointed officials like congressmen, senators, and cabinet secretaries, not presidents. U.S. Supreme Court justices are set to hear arguments today in a case brought by the state of Colorado, which calls for Trump to be removed from that state's ballot over his actions preceding the January 6th U.S. Capitol riots. New Republican House Speaker Mike Johnson is promising to deliver results following the failure of a GOP-led effort to impeach Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas.
We have a duty and a responsibility to take care of this issue. We have to hold the Secretary of the Department of Homeland Security accountable.
Just enough Republican lawmakers defected to join Democrats in defeating the measure. The investigation into President Biden's handling of classified documents has ended, and it's unlikely the president will face charges. On Wednesday, U.S. Attorney General Merrick Garland informed Congress that Special Counsel Robert Hur's investigation was complete. The probe began not long after it was uncovered there were still Obama-Biden administration-era documents stored at the Penn Biden Center and at Biden's home in Delaware. Security is tight in Las Vegas.
Our Office of Intelligence and Analysis, alongside the FBI, has been assessing the threat landscape leading up to the Super Bowl.
Homeland Security Secretary Mayorkas, right there, announcing federal security efforts alongside local police efforts in Las Vegas Wednesday. Ahead of his Super Bowl halftime appearance, Usher announcing new tour dates. It'll start in Washington, D.C. in August. This is USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The U.S. launching a deadly airstrike in Iraq, killing a top commander of Hezbollah.
The leader of a militia group supported by Iran, known as Kataib Hezbollah, was killed in a U.S. drone strike in Baghdad. The action was taken in response to an attack on American forces in Jordan, which resulted in the death of 3 service members and injuries to many others. U.S. officials assert that the commander played a direct role in planning and executing attacks against U.S. troops following the onset of the Israel-Hamas conflict in October. I'm John Schaefer.
Following the failure on compromised border security and foreign aid legislation, Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately. The plan is to force an up-and-down floor vote in the Senate on the bill, which would be entered into the voting record. It's still unclear if Schumer would have enough votes to actually pass the bill, though. President Biden attributes the collapse of the Senate border deal to Donald Trump.
Donald Trump thinks it's bad for him politically. Therefore, he doesn't even know it helps the country he's not for.
He accused Trump of using threats and intimidation tactics, pressure Republican lawmakers into voting against the bill. In the town of Willits, California, a woman named Edith Cesarelli is commemorating her 116th birthday. According to the Gerontology Research Group, she holds the title of the oldest living person in the United States. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
How would you like to save money on nearly all your prescription drugs? We've set up a special toll-free number for the RX Outreach Program. They're a nonprofit company whose mission it is to make prescription drugs more affordable to the masses. They don't take insurance, and in many cases, your prescriptions are even cheaper than your co-pays. They carry thousands of different prescription drugs, so whatever you're taking, there's a good chance they have it. No coupons are required, and this is not a discount card. It is pure savings on your prescription drugs. They specialize in generic meds for any chronic health needs you have. Call with your prescription and find out for free how little you can pay for your prescription drugs. Remember, we don't take insurance, so call right now.
800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. 800-705-6581. That's 800-705-6581.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
You better stop, hear what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hear what's that sound?
You know, when somebody tells you that they're going to raise your taxes, what do you think? Should you believe him? Even if it's Joe Biden, who has a hard time completing his sentence, or even connecting stories correctly. I mean, he's talking to dead people, trying to shake hands with somebody who's not there. But even if somebody like Joe Biden says, hey, I'm going to raise your taxes, I think, you know, you got to believe him. I mean, you know, talk about winning voters and influencing people. Tell them if you're reelected, you will raise their taxes. This is what Joe Biden is promising us, the voters. Well, don't doubt him. Americans for Tax Reform's tax policy director, Mike Pallas, is with us now. Hey, Mike, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us. Okay, Mike, are you there? I'm sorry.
Hey, sorry. Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you now. It's just every once in a while, you know, there's a knot that gets in the cord, and when the knot gets in there, then Brad real quick, he unknots it, and now we're connected. So it's a wonderful thing. So, you know, Joe Biden says, hey, look, reelect me, and I'm going to raise your taxes. But what a campaign slogan that makes, huh?
That's right, and he's only ever promised, I think it was over 50 times during the previous campaign, to repeal the Trump tax cuts. Right. And as a reminder, what the Trump tax cuts did for people, this is trillions of dollars in tax increases. Even liberal outlets like the New York Times that, you know, ran headlines saying, force it, you probably got a tax cut, with over 90% of Americans seeing their individual tax increases go down. Probably one of the major things people saw was a doubling of the standard deduction, essentially meaning that, you know, the first $24,000 of income of any American earns is going to go untaxed. And that's thanks to the Trump tax cuts. Now, I think what people need to know is that those tax cuts, specifically on the individual side, are set to expire at the end of next Congress, mm-hmm. meaning that the elections this cycle will determine the congressional makeup and the White House for who's in power to decide when the tax cuts expire mm-hmm. and whether or not we're able to extend them.
Of course, the Democrats and Joe Biden keep yelling that it only helped the rich. It didn't help the every man and woman.
Of course, that's a tired song that people know isn't true. This is nearly every American saw their income tax burden go down. Taxes were cut for Americans across the board. This is something that, you know, we hear Democrats talk about tax cut, raising taxes on the rich. That's not how it works. The spending that they want to pay for, the level of spending requires middle class income taxes. So that's the threat people are facing. We know that they've raised taxes since Joe Biden's been in office. Mm-hmm. Their number one goal when it comes to tax policy is repeal the Trump tax cuts.
Exactly.
And if they have power after this election cycle, they can do that by just doing nothing.
Yeah, because here you go. I mean, I think that Joe Biden puts that red meat out to that 30-40% of his base that don't pay taxes anyway. So if you don't pay taxes, you're not going to realize a tax cut. But the narrative sounds good, right? That, you know, all the good things that that Donald Trump did, it was for his wealthy cronies. It didn't spill down to, you know, the forgotten man and woman, which, again, is lined up in all the other lies that Joe Biden has been telling us, that the border is secure, that he's the champion of foreign policy, and he's got the Middle East all under control, right?
Of course, and I think Americans know the lie in that. They can see the chaos in the world. Mm-hmm. And one of the things that they've seen, too, in their personal lives is the Biden economy, Bidenomics, how it's hurt them personally. Mm-hmm. And that's continued to be the president's number one issue, dragging him down, and rightfully so.
Who can buy a Big Mac meal these days? I mean, I was shocked. I'm not a frequent consumer of McDonald's, but I hadn't realized that the Big Mac meal is now almost $20.
It's insane. It's the type of thing where it sneaks up on you, and you look around, and everything's more money. And I think it's over 17%. You know, the average price increase since Biden's taken office. I don't think many Americans have had a 20% wage increase since then to make up for that.
Well, you see, a little bit of that was covered because, you know, you had COVID money flying around. There was a little bit of a raise here. But, you know, look what's going on. We got people being laid off. You know, the kids, I happen to be in California right now, and the minimum wage here is $15 an hour. You can't even rent. I mean, you have nothing. I mean, you go out. I mean, your forecast is you got to live in a pup tent, or you got to live with like five other people in a one bedroom apartment. It's just, you know, it's untenable.
And keep in mind too that this is an economy as bad as it's been is still buoyed by the Trump tax cuts, which are still in place. That's been propping up the economy through now, but that's set to expire in the next 2 years. Mm-hmm. So it's really crucial, really important that we have Republicans in power to extend the Trump tax cuts. You know, if they're not there, you're essentially going to see an effective tax increase on almost every American.
Well, I'll tell you, if America is going to be saved, Mike, this next election, there must be a red wave. And in order to bring some common sense, you know, back to the fore here, because, you know, everything is upside down. The way, you know, what we've been experiencing the last 3 years, and it's this misery, which, you know, is unbelievable to me because this is nothing new. We had 8 years of this under Obama Biden, and why 82 million people would vote this misery back into office is beyond me. I mean, you hate Trump. You've been convinced that you hate Trump so much in spite of all the good things he did and even the, you know, what he tried to do in the midst of this, this faux pandemic that we were subjected to, and it just opened the door for all kinds of shenanigans and left us with, as I was sharing with friends long ago, that, you know, when I was in Hawaii, I was watching Lion King with my grandson, and I said, oh, my God, that's it. You know, we got Scar for president.
And that's right. I think I'm a little optimistic. I think you have to have faith in the voters here that I think if you ask your average American to vote on whether or not they're better off now than they were 4 years ago, they'll know that they were personally better off during the Trump presidency. And like you said, you know, both the chaos in the world and their own individual, you know, lot in life economically, where
right.
I think it's clear now that, you know, the Trump administration governed more effectively, governed in a way that was better for the individual American in their own life.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, and the thing is, what it all comes down to, yes, I believe that people are feeling the pain and, you know, their eyes are opening up to the reality of, you know, Biden's policies, the Democratic Party policies. The left has really controlled the Democratic Party. They've moved it so far left that, you know, Republicans, in order to kind of meet them halfway, there's a new halfway, but they're so far left that the Republicans are more looking like Democrats these days than Republicans. I'm just saying. And the other thing, too, Mike, that we've got to protect that really, you know, we're reminded here as this information leaks out, about the integrity of our elections. I don't know if you saw this or not, but you got a professor and an election expert who hacks into a Dominion voting machine. He does this in court in Georgia in front of the judge, using only a pen to change vote totals.
That's absolutely wild.
It is wild, and it's breathtaking. But all these things that we're told, you know, that we've been told are conspiracies, you know, each day we find out more and more information. So we've got to protect the vote like never before, no doubt about it. We've got more from Mike after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Has your heater or air conditioner busted? Appliance broken? Computer crashed? Then you need an ARW home warranty. Home system and appliance repairs and replacements can cause stress and cost you thousands of dollars per year. With an A-plus BBB rating and a top-rated home warranty company on Consumer Affairs and Trustpilot, ARW Home provides superior service featuring the industry's lowest service call fee. ARW Home has warranty plans that cover your kitchen and laundry appliances, heating and air conditioning systems, electrical and plumbing systems, and much more. Call 800-559-7562 to customize your plan. Plus, ARW has partnered with Azurian to protect your new and used tablets, laptops, TVs, and other home tech from accidental damage and wear and tear. All plans come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Call 800-559-7562. That's 800-559-7562.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
Fresh and independent, just what you'd like to hear from us. I'm Bill Martinez. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, Americans for Tax Reform's Tax Policy Director, Mike Pallitz, continues with us. And, Mike, we wanted to talk about this, you know, this bipartisan fiscal commission, which is interesting. I mean, are we trying to ask these guys to do brain surgery on themselves?
Anytime taxpayers hear the word bipartisan and commission, they should know to grab their wallets to protect it because lawmakers are coming to take money out of it.
Well, and here, you know, you're reporting at the website, ATR.org. We got Mitt Romney and Joe Manchin testifying together in front of a House Budget Committee, you know, selling the need for a bipartisan fiscal commission. I guess that goes ahead of some, you know, just, hey, look at, let's just, why do we need a think tank of people that got us into trouble, you know, to solve the problem?
And this is a continued frustration, too, of Republicans, you know, continuing to be the naive party, the stupid party compared to Democrats plotting, where we just saw House Republicans, you know, we just retook the House. Mm-hmm. Now we have an idea being pushed by Mitt Romney from the Senate onto the House, testifying about how great an idea this would be for the House to put Democrats on equal footing with them, have a bipartisan commission that's equal parts Democrat, equal part Republican lawmakers, and whatever they come up with will receive a vote in the House. Mm-hmm. Where we know we've seen the history of these before.
Exactly.
We don't need some bipartisan commission to tell us what the problem is in Washington. Spending is the problem. Spending is the problem. Spending is the problem. Mm-hmm. Inevitably, commissions like these, as Larry Kudlow, Trump's former chairman of his economic counselors, said, the problem with these commissions is they start talking tax increases before the first cup of coffee has even been poured.
Exactly.
That's what the real plan is here. The
yeah.
plan is for Democrats to put Republican fingerprints on a tax increase.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, which is going to be interesting because most of them, if not all of them, have signed the no tax pledge with ATR, have they not?
That's right. 192 members, I believe, of 220 or so Republicans in the House have taken a pledge that they would never increase any tax. Mm-hmm. Any tax. So one, if it's a potential violation of that for Republicans even be participating in this, where inevitably the plan's going to be a tax increase. We've already seen some members, like Jody Arrington, float on TV. You know, this is things Republicans are saying out loud now, a payroll tax increase.
Yes.
This is something that we've seen before. But what will happen inevitably is that they'll have some draft plan where it's, mm-hmm. Well, we're going to raise the retirement age on Social Security, and we're going to increase the payroll tax. You know, this is the most job-killing tax you could have out there. And then Democrats will leak the plan and say this is what Republicans
exactly.
have planned for the next
yeah,
election.
They do that time and time again. I mean, it's all a ploy. You know, it's a game of chess on multiple levels, and it just seems like, you know, the Republicans, you know, come together and think that the Democrats are fair-minded. They've never been fair-minded. You know, it's always their, you know, to their advantage. And this is why, you know, oh, so often, you know, the Republicans are referred to as the stupid party because, I mean, they are, they're peanuts, you know, still trying to kick the football that Lucy keeps moving. And
exactly right.
Fall on their butt every time, right? And you think they'd figure this ruse out by now.
It should be a very simple rule for Republicans to follow. If Mitt Romney was siding with Democrats in an idea, it's probably a bad idea.
Exactly.
And it's Joe Manchin and Mitt Romney, who are still floating the idea of possibly running for president together on the same ticket, pushing this idea and trying to convince Republicans to take it. I hope this time that they're smart. They should absolutely reject this idea. It is nothing but a tax trap. The plan, again, is to just get Republican fingerprints on a payroll tax increase to be able to campaign on Republicans are going to raise the retirement age, get rid of your Social Security. That's what Democrats think their most effective message could possibly be on the economy. It's always a lie. Mm-hmm. Republicans shouldn't help them further it.
Well, yeah, it's amazing. And, you know, and I've been saying, Mike, and I may have said this earlier to you, it seems that the left has pulled so hard left that it's kind of drug along with it, which is interesting because, to your point here, the tentacles of the Democrats are so wrapped around the ankles of the Republicans that if they pull left, it drags them left. And, you know, Republicans try to make some sort of soft excuse. Well, we're not as bad as those guys on the left. No, but you're not standing the ground that you had before. You relinquished that and you moved left. And now you look more like a Democrat than a Republican.
And that's why we need Republican voters, we need conservatives, we need taxpayers to hold their politicians accountable.
Exactly.
And we have Mitt Romney pushing this idea as he's not running for re-election anymore. So there's no consequences for him.
Right.
But he's trying to trick enough Republicans, trying to stab Trump in the back on his way out the door so they can label Trump with, oh, well, here's the Republican plan.
Mm-hmm.
It's a total foolishness. They should absolutely run away from this idea. It should make no progress, and hopefully they'll do the right thing.
Has Romney been channeling his Liz Cheney or something?
Well, I think it might have been Liz Cheney channeling her Mitt Romney first. But
yeah, first. Well, you know, it's a mutual admiration society that goes on between these two, I guess. You know, equally, you know, with their equal hatred toward Trump, which is it's irrelevant. It's about the country. It's about America. You know, this, and it's amazing. It's quite interesting, Mike, that I think that this, bipartisan fiscal commission, the first thing they talk about is taxes, you know, tax increase. They're not talking about, you know, fiscal responsibility. You know, what can we do? I mean, even Donald Trump, when he studied, and you mentioned Larry Kudlow and others, you know, they studied, they were looking at the bureaucracy and found out that we have 17 agencies just at the start. I mean, talk about low-hanging fruit that just involves some duplicative waste. That if you could address just the waste in those 17 agencies, it would it could start to make a dent here. But boy, they all but tarred and feathered that report real quick. They didn't, you know these agencies, they've become like demagogues or something, or mini gods there within the bureaucracy, right?
Right, and that's what Republicans need to be focused on. They need to be focused on reducing the size of government, mm-hmm. reducing the government's intrusiveness in our lives, and certainly maintaining our low taxes. I don't think President Trump is going to walk in. He's going to defend his own Trump tax cuts. He's not going to be on the board for, oh, we're going to increase, you know, Social Security payroll taxes mm-hmm. on Americans. That's not what he's going to do. And so this is just a plan. Again, the effort is to help Democrats be able to tar and feather Trump on the campaign trail right. with some bogus plan that's not even his.
Exactly. And what's so empirically evident here is Donald Trump comes to the game with all these Super Bowl rings and all these touchdowns that he's done. You know, it's not like, you know, Mitt Romney, you know, he hasn't even gotten close to the goal line, but many times over, Donald Trump time and again has, you know, that's why he can stand on these tax cuts, because the bottom line is it worked.
Yeah, and the conservative movement has long since moved on from Mitt Romney. He's been nothing but a nuisance since he showed up in Congress. Bad idea after bad idea. Loves a good tax increase. He's coming to D.C. I think he's one of the only Republicans who's actually pushed for a carbon tax, a massive energy tax in the entire economy. He's someone that once he's out of the Senate after this Congress, I think everyone will be better off.
Yeah, I would agree with you. And I think, again, the call is to America's voters. You know, this is about America. It's not the Republican Party or Democratic Party. I mean, look what's happening. You know, clearly, people are so fed up with the party politics that there is a mass exodus, to identify as independents now. Mike, what does that tell you?
Well, I think it's mostly people, they're cynical of what they see in Washington. They've seen what the Biden administration has done. We know voters are running away from Joe Biden. And this is the next plan. This is how we're going to hit them next. They suffered through inflation. Now we're going to endure tax increases on the voters. So this is something Republicans, hopefully, they'll run away from this fiscal commission. They'll run on reducing spending and lower taxes, smaller government.
It really, when I first heard about the bipartisan fiscal commission, I thought it was something from Babylon Bee. I said, oh, the boys are at it again. They've come up with another one of those goofy ideas,
This is how Washington works. They're going to spend more money traveling lawmakers to figure out why the government spent so much money.
Somehow, in their peeny brains, that makes logical sense. And that's what's really scary about all this. Mike Pallitz, Americans for Tax Reform, Tax Policy Director. Michael, as always, appreciate the time. Take care. Have a good day.
Yeah.
This Valentine's Day, there are a lot of things we shouldn't compromise on, like choosing a partner or even caring for your cat. Most cat parents don't want to use a litter with additives, dyes, or synthetic fragrances, but also don't believe natural options offer quality odor control. That's where new PetSafe Premium Natural Litter comes in. With uncompromising odor control and no harmful chemicals, it's the obvious choice for a sweet-smelling Valentine celebration at home. When it comes to house guests and having loved ones over, cat parents are concerned about the chemicals they bring into their home. Over-scented, perfumey litter is a huge red flag for many cat parents. PetSafe 100% natural litter ensures a pure, healthy, chemical, and odor-free home. And this Valentine's Day, PetSafe is on a mission to help cat owners and their house guests smell the roses so they don't have to compromise. They can have an all-natural litter and superior odor control for up to 21 days. For more information, visit PetSafe.com or head to Walmart to pick up a bag.
USA News Update. The much-anticipated border security and foreign aid deal in the U.S. Senate has failed, despite earlier optimism. Republican senators opposed to the measures said it does not go far enough to deter illegal border crossers from coming to the U.S. in the first place. Democratic Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer reportedly intends to try and pass the foreign aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan separately, proclaiming himself as pro-life Spider-Man. One man descended the Las Vegas Sphere to gather funds for a pregnant woman on Wednesday.
Hey guys, I'm here on top of the Sphere. I guess they're going to make me go through the top.
Climber Madison DeChamps shared footage on his Instagram account. The stunt tied up traffic in the streets below and the strip for quite a while. It was not DeChamps' first daring feat, though. He executed a comparable stunt in Phoenix during last year's Super Bowl. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
With the America, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us, sharing a part of your day. For more information on the show, you can check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Well, this is Heart Health Month, and we're going to be talking about a revolutionary innovation to prevent sudden cardiac arrest. The FDA approves the first ever extravascular implantable cardioverter defibrillator to treat dangerously fast heart rhythm. Cheryl Jordan Winston is here to share her story about surviving sudden cardiac arrest, how the latest technology gives her greater peace of mind, and Dr. Alan Chang speaks to protecting patients and maintaining their quality of life with ICD therapy. Cheryl and Dr. Chang, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you for having us.
Hello.
Well, Cheryl, tell us about your experience having gone through a sudden cardiac arrest.
In 2020, I unexpectedly collapsed in my bedroom and had a sudden cardiac arrest. And fortunately, my husband did CPR on me until the EMTs arrived, and I was successfully resuscitated after having no pulse for 25 minutes.
Wow.
I spent about 2 weeks in the hospital recovering after that, and I was a trial patient for the new EVICD.
Mm-hmm. Well, Dr. Chang, what does this recent FDA approval mean for patients like Cheryl?
Yeah, for starters, it's a new and better option with potentially fewer complications in managing patients at risk for sudden cardiac arrest. Just to take a step back, we're actually very fortunate to be having a conversation with her.
Because
folks who experience sudden cardiac arrest don't survive typically.
And when they do, they're at risk for potentially future future events. And so in instances like that, implantable cardioverter defibrillators, or ICDs, it's a mouthful for short, are devices that we implant in right underneath the skin, and it monitors the heart 24/7, and it sees dangerously fast heart rhythms, delivers energy to restore that heart back to normal rhythm.
Cheryl, you're an MIT educated engineer. I mean, a busy mom, a wife. I mean, you sound pretty young to have experienced this. You know, this has to be just a shock to your whole system, and you know, and all that you consider about life, that something like this could happen to you.
Definitely. For me, I was 49 when I had my cardiac arrest. I had no symptoms or warning signs, and a cause for it was never found.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, really the important thing is this EVICD has enabled me to return to a normal life.
Mm-hmm.
So with this device, I'm able to do pretty much everything I could do before I had a cardiac arrest. I mean, I work full time, I exercise, I've traveled to various places,
mm-hmm.
and so I feel really grateful about that.
Do you feel fully recovered?
I do.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
Wow. Fully recovered and living a full life.
It's just like this is just one of those strange chapters in your journey of life then, huh?
Definitely.
But something that, because of what you've experienced, I'm sure you've become quite the advocate, like you are here on this radio show telling us your story. But, you know, your area of influence, I'm sure you're sharing what you experienced. And here you are, a healthy, back to normal example of what this technology has done for you.
Absolutely.
Well, Dr. Chang, how is the Aurora EVICD different from other ICDs? And what benefits does it offer that traditional transvenous ICDs don't?
That's a great question. So, you know, traditional ICDs monitor the heart 24/7, and they're typically implanted in the front of the chest, right underneath the skin, below the collarbone.
Mm-hmm.
And they're attached to thin little wires that we call leads that are threaded into the heart and through the vein. And there, the device can monitor the heart, and if it detects any dangerously fast heart rhythms, deliver low-energy pacing pulses or high-energy shocks to restore the heart back to its normal rhythm. Now, unfortunately, over time, you can develop rare complications with these leads in the heart. And that's what the EVICD, the device that Cheryl has, is designed to address. And it does that by implanting the lead not in the heart but over the heart, underneath the breastbone.
Mm-hmm.
And the device is attached. The lead is attached to a device that's implanted to the left side of the chest, so it's less noticeable. And because of the proximity of the device around the heart, but not being in the heart,
mm-hmm.
It can provide many of the features of a traditional ICD without the potential complications.
Well, we're talking with Dr. Alan Chang here, and he's the chief medical officer of the Cardiac Rhythm Management Operating Unit at Medtronic, an associate professor of medicine and pediatrics at Johns Hopkins in Baltimore, and a cardio electrophysiologist. Dr. Chang, this innovation, this new technology and that you're having experienced and Cheryl has been telling us about, you know, we talk about what it means for patients. What does it mean for doctors like yourself to have this kind of option that you can provide for your patients?
Yeah, it's a great question. You know, very often, you know, physicians want to treat patients with the minimal potential adverse events and the minimal complications. This device is designed to do just that. It can provide the benefits of a traditional ICD, but potentially address those complications that occur with those traditional ICDs. Now, any procedure, as you know, carries risk. And so I encourage folks to chat with their doctors or their healthcare providers to see if this is an option for them.
Exactly. Well, Cheryl Jordan Winston, what a story to tell. You know, that you have, that you've been able to survive something that so many people like yourself would not have been able to survive without this technology, right?
Absolutely. And I'm so grateful.
Well, I bet you, your husband, and your kids are grateful. I mean, you know, they still have you around, you know, to make sure they pick up their clothes and wash their dishes and, right?
Yes.
Do all those things that are so important, you know, just because we love life and we love our families. What do you tell people? You know, I talked about, you know, this platform that you have now because of this incredible experience with EBICDs. And here you are. I mean, you are a real live poster child for this. You know, what do you tell them?
You know, first and foremost, I tell people it's really important to consult with your doctor. In my case, there was never a cost from my cardiac arrest. But in you know, consulting with a doctor to find out about risk for those types of things. And then also, really, it's about not the event, but how do you move forward in your life?
Exactly.
And the EBICD has been a critical part for me in being able to do that fully and having a happy life and being really continuing to be a core member of my family.
Mm-hmm.
So I am really grateful for what this has done for me.
Well, I bet. Dr. Chang, you know, Cheryl shares something that, you know, I'm hearing from a lot of, you know, patients such as her that there was no indication. It just suddenly happened, right? How do you address that?
Yeah, actually, Bill, it's a great point. You know, sudden cardiac arrest, as you mentioned, can affect anybody. It typically just comes out of the blue with very little or no warning. And so, as Cheryl mentioned, we know that there are certain risk factors that predispose someone at higher or lower risk of this, these events. And so it's really, really important that folks chat with their healthcare providers and understand where their risk is and evaluate what those options are if they need a defibrillator in the future.
Well, Dr. Alan Chang and Cheryl Jordan Winston, thank you so much for, you know, bringing your story, you know, to our audience and letting us know of this new technology that's available, the EBICD. Dr. Chang, where can our audience go for more information?
Yeah, people can log on for more information at medtronic.com/EBICD. Encourage also folks to chat with their healthcare providers and to talk about this to see if this is an option.
Well, to both of you, thanks again for coming on the show. We appreciate the time. Take care. Be well.
Imagine, it's the final game of the season, but your symptoms of irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C, are making a comeback. What should you do? Keep managing your constipation with belly pain the same old way? Or try getting ahead of your symptoms by talking to your doctor about Linzess, linaclotide. Linzess is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. It's not a laxative. It's a once-daily pill that helps you get ahead of your symptoms. It's proven to help you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually.
Do not give Linzess to children less than 2. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling.
Imagine, what could relief from IBS-C mean for you? Talk to your doctor and say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS.
Hi, I'm Ronnie Deutsch, and if you or your business owe money to the IRS, I've got great news for you. Tax laws have changed. Billions of dollars are earmarked for IRS Fresh Start programs, and if you qualify, you can literally save tens of thousands of dollars. Listen, I know what you're going through. Call me if you want to speak with a tax attorney or tax professional for free.
800-247-1498. That's 800-247-1498.
My name is DeMar Hamlin. I play for the Buffalo Bills, and I play safety. CPR saved my life. I teamed up with the American Heart Association as a national ambassador to help create a nation of lifesavers, turning bystanders into lifesavers through CPR education and access to AEDs. Nearly 3 out of 4 cardiac arrests that don't happen in hospitals happen in homes. Join me to ensure everyone has the chance to live longer, healthier lives. Visit heart.org/nation.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Hi, Fred Dwyer here. If you suffer from a serious chronic illness, heartburn, poor sleep, fatigue, brain fog, you need Balance 7. Balance 7 water improves the acid-alkaline balance in the body. The right pH helps unlock the immune system. It also allows for better hydration and nourishment during times of medication and stress. Balance 7 works. I know. I use it every day. Now you can try it free. Balance 7 is offering chronic illness sufferers a free gallon of Balance 7 water for the first 100 callers. That's an $87 value free. So call 800-793-9039 and mention my name, Fred. The first 100 callers suffering with a chronic illness get a free gallon of Balance 7 water. So call 800-793-9039, code word Fred, or visit balance7.com. That's balance, the number 7.com. 800-793-9039, code word Fred.
Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here, and my good friend Dr. Ted Baer is with us, the founder and publisher of Movie Guide. Got lots to talk about, especially Argyle, A Thousand Tomorrows, and plus, you know, a couple other things that we can go back and forth with. And, you know, we're so blessed to have Dr. Ted with us today in light of the big gala coming to a crescendo on, you know, on this Friday. And again, congratulations, Dr. Ted, to you and the staff in making all this happen. And I look forward to hear, you know, the follow-up report next week when we talk.
Well, the gala is a tremendous amount of work, and we're trying to get the report to the entertainment industry, which is gigantic, and it covers every movie, and it looks at 150 criteria in each movie, and we give that to the studios to show them how to make movies that have more faith and values. Mm-hmm. And then we do a award show. We do a, you know, talks. Mm-hmm. We let their movies speak for themselves. The clips really are powerful witnesses. So as one person said who was the head of CBN, you're giving them church. So that's what we do. We give them church.
Yeah, well, that's good. And nobody gets slapped there, by the way. Okay, so it is a love zone.
Well, if you come, we could do that. We could do that if you wanted.
Just for some controversy, Dr. Ted Baer slaps Bill Martinez, film at 11. I can see it now.
Okay,
well, enough of that silliness. Let's talk about Argyle. Fun movie, huh?
Well, Argyle's is fun and funny in many places. It's not a great movie. Mm-hmm. You know, the director, writer, producer, et cetera, has done great movies. I think that he wanted to do the movie as if the whole movie was in the side of the author whose characters come alive and try to kill everybody that they can. You can't figure out why they're killing people in the middle of it. It's one rogue spy agency going after another rogue spy agency. So it's a comedy spy movie. Ellie is an author. The stories that she's written have exposed the one spy agency, so they want to get rid of her. So it's a great idea that has some realization in the movie, but it never gets to the point that it's that it's a great movie. So that's unfortunate that the director didn't control it more. And of course, it's got a lot of violence, and it's a watch out, and it's got a lot of foul language, so watch out.
Well, and I was it number one last week in the box office? Did I read that correctly?
Yeah, but it was. Yeah. But it was a very low number one.
Yeah, yeah.
So
I don't even think it. I don't even think it hit 20 million or something.
It was a low number one.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Which means that either people are staying home to watch their big screen TVs, or the theaters have to get people back. And if they want people back, they've got to do family films.
Either that, or they're just rewinding all the old commercials from the Super Bowl in anticipation of this weekend's Super Bowl. It's really funny, Ted, just as a sidebar, because I had mentioned to the audience that, maybe Bud Light was going to bring back the Clydesdales, and sure enough, they are. They're trying to rediscover their brand that they threw away.
Yeah, but they also have a commercial, which you've probably seen, with the Bud Light Genie. Could have been called the Bud Light Fairy, but yeah. I don't want to make that statement, so I didn't say that. Anyway, and he sort of skirts the line between the different Bud Light, and the characters in that commercial skirt the line. So I don't think Bud Light is going to win back men who don't like that. And for those of us who are always trying to lose weight, I'm not going to drink Bud Light anyway. So there you go.
Yeah, there you go. Well, and this is the thing, when you, God says that he laughs at man's ideas, and, and I'm sure.
And, well, then he's going to enjoy that commercial more than I did.
Right, right. It's just, they don't get it. They'll never get it. It's like that, that scene in, what was it with Billy Crystal and, was it Urban? Not Urban Cowboys. It was City Slickers, and they're trying to explain how how you can watch another channel and use your box to record another channel. I mean, they were going on and on. Finally, Billy, we've been talking to this guy for 3 hours. He doesn't get it. It wasn't Billy Crystal. It was one of the other actors. But he doesn't. He'll never get it. Stop it. He goes, the cows are getting it by now. He'll never get it, So it's just kind of like some of that silliness that, comes with
and
our...
was a great movie.
Yeah.
It was good. If you want a good weekend, watch City Slickers. Funny.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Let's talk about another review here, 1,000 Tomorrows.
Well, that is a very powerful show, and... I've seen it, and we've reviewed it, and one of the episodes is now up for an award at the Movie Guide Awards.
Okay.
It's about a girl whose sister, they both had cystic fibrosis. Her sister died as a young girl. Mm-hmm. She was so attracted to riding horses and rodeos, she keeps going into the rodeo, even though she shouldn't.
Right.
And another cowboy who is riding bulls, Cody, who hates his father because his father walked out on the family when he was a young boy, and now the father's come back, and he's a really troubled, angry young man, but he falls in love with Allie. So the story is about their love, forgiveness, reconciliation with the father. It's a very powerful Christian testimony, and I'm very proud of them, the whole group that made it, including friends of mine who made it. So there you go.
Hey.
I have to confess that they're friends of mine. Karen Kingsbury will be at the gala on Friday, and a lot of the other filmmakers will be there.
Tell her on our behalf, thank you, for this movie. We're up to what, four? Is it four episodes now? Is that where we're up to with that?
No,
1,000 Tomorrows?
I think the first step is six episodes, but I review them when they send me them, so they may not be playing yet, but they don't tell me. So
right.
I just look at them and review.
Yeah,
sorry about that, Bill.
No,
I can't
not at all. But I just wanted to, you know, enlighten the audience to understand that this isn't a movie. I may have misdescribed it by saying it's a movie. It is a series.
It's a series.
It's wonderful. They did send me a copy of the first episode, and I love the storyline. I love the way they approach this. As you say, you know, I always rejoice with other Christians
if you want me to. Bill. If you want me to, I can tell you the end, episode 6, if you want to, you know, you don't want to watch the rest of it, and then we can ruin it for the whole audience.
No, we don't do that because we're just so appreciative of our audience, we won't do that to them. Let's talk TikTok, if we can. There's an article at movieguide.org about this, what you should know about the TikTok trend that has inspired R-rated Saltburn. You know, tell our audience about that, Ted.
Well, I mean, this is the TikTok. Certainly, Saltburn is an evil movie, and it's about two guys who fall in love with Oxford. One of them rich, one of them poor. In other words, they're gay. And the rich one invites him to his family home in England, the big estate. And the poor one decides he's going to kill everybody. Oh. And the part that becomes a TikTok is he kills the mother or the grandmother, I can't remember which, who is on life support, which really hits me because my wife was on chemo for 26 years.
Right.
And then he dances around, you know, the whole castle of saying murder. You know, they're singing murder on the dance floor from Sophie Ellis Baxter's music is very famous music. And so kids are singing murder on the dance floor and running around, and they're just reinforcing how evil it is.
Yeah.
And, you know, Kim Kardashian is with it. Kanye West's daughter is with it. I mean, the whole TikTok explosion is based on killing everybody in this house because they don't understand these people's sick and perversion, which leads to murder, which is a pretty good description of what the perversion leads to anyway, because you end up in hell.
Yeah, exactly. Because you have not chosen life. You purposely have chosen death. And that comes along with that selection. I'll guarantee you, Ted, that TikTok is not playing that in China.
Probably not in India either, because they hate that. So,
yeah,
you know,
exactly.
You've got actually overseas last year, 80% of the top films had positive Christian, moral, biblical content. And, you know, when I tell that to Hollywood on Friday, they always are shocked. And I said, well, look, almost every Muslim country excludes anything with sex and violence. So we get rid of the Muslim countries. That's about 1 billion people. Then we get rid of the Chinese. That's about 2 billion people. Then you get rid of the Indians because Hindus don't like it either. So then you get rid of 2/3 of the world.
Exactly.
And probably the only country where these movies do well is, you know, the Netherlands or Denmark. So I don't know who you're making it for, because you're certainly not making it for the Muslims, the Chinese, and the Indians.
Right. And of course, TikTok, we all understand that it is captured by China. They own it. You know, I just think it's ironic and interesting that they're careful about what their kids are exposed to, but yet they will let TikTok, you know, put all this propaganda and disinformation and mind-altering you know, manipulation into the minds of our children. It's disgusting. Got to leave it there. Dr. Ted Baer, founder, publisher of Movie Guide, we're praying for you for the big gala on Friday. Ted, all the best to you. God bless.
God bless. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to Veterans care, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.